This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. I shut the world outside until the lights come up. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
Of Chris Kringle. It is December the 20th. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen here in the studio. You can watch. Let me push the button here so that we have a return to those thrilling and exciting moments of me sitting in a chair. Or now you see me. Oh, I just woke up. Wow, zowie. And I have a joke for Jennifer and Victoria. I signed up for a joke site yesterday.
Oh,
Meredith loves to send these silly little things to me. So here's the first joke I got.
Right.
Airplane pilot had a particularly difficult flight and rough landing. The airline had a policy which required the first officer to stand at the door while the passengers left, give him a smile, and thanks for riding our airline. But in light of this bad landing, the pilot had a hard time looking the passengers in the eye, thinking that somebody would have a smart comment. Finally, everybody had gotten off the plane except this little old lady. She had a cane. She said, "Sonny, mind if I ask you a question?" "Why, no, ma'am. What is it?" The old lady said, "Did we land or were we shot down?"
Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. But you know what? We need corn in our diet. Just like we need these candy bars that I just finished.
Corn in our diet.
Yes, corn is very important. We need, the more corn we have in our diet, the better off we are.
So a little sugary, but so delicious.
Yeah. Peas, by the way, are the same way, Jennifer. Peas have a lot of sugar in them.
Don't like peas as much as corn.
Nah.
Don't like peas? What? Is that from when you were a kid and your mother said, "You gotta eat your peas, Victoria"?
Yeah,
and you
said, "No, but I still don't like them." I mean, as an adult, I try them and I still don't like them. And same with Brussels sprouts. I still just can't get on board.
Brussels sprouts, I can do that. Unless
and lima beans.
Like,
I love
lima
Brussels
beans
sprouts.
I like.
Mm.
Yeah, really? Okay, I'll get you a 4 bushel of lima. That's my Christmas
No lima
four
beans.
4 bushel. Brussels sprouts.
That's Brussels going sprouts right I could take.
Yeah,
I would love
it. You can do that. Congratulations to Diana Aguirre from San... yes, I think I pronounced it right that time, Kara. Did I not? Aguirre,
sure
Diana Aguirre. Yes. She lives in Salisbury, Maryland. She won our Works 20-volt max lithium switch driver, a screwdriver and a sort of electric wrench, all kinds of cordless drilling you can do with this. Very cool. She won that from us earlier. Every day this week, we're giving away some nice Christmas presents, so... stick around for that. You can follow us at facebook.com/DJB Show. Well, you can follow me because the video from the studio in Israel where I am is being, I suppose we could say it was broadcast, right? Broadcast live
mm-hmm.
on Facebook around the country. A lot of people nosed around or around the world if you want to watch and see what it looks like. For me, sit in the studio and wave my arms around. Help yourself. One of the big issues here in Israel, and I think around the world, the situation with women. I told you that, and you see a picture if you go to, what is it? So you posted on Twitter and also Facebook, did you not, Victoria?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The picture of the soldiers with me, and it brought up an interesting conversation that I had in part with them. The differences between men and women, integrating women into combat roles, the criteria for positions in the Israeli army, there's no sexual criteria. If you're in the army, you better know how to do everything. And that's why women in the army here, and in the service in general, have more respect. Now, is it complete? The respect? No, it's not. There are still sexists, and that's one of the things that I talked about with these women yesterday. We were talking about whether they were ready for combat, and she said, "Yep, I'm as ready as any man is." So what do we learn? Much of what I'm talking about here is a reference to how they do it in Israel, and can we learn, or can they learn? They learn a lot from us, and they'd be the first to tell us that they learn a lot from us about the way they run government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even though their government is more European than it is American, but it's still a democracy. But then the other way, looking at the women who are in combat and how strong they have to become physically, how they have to demonstrate that they can implement the recruiters here, although everybody has to be this universal conscription in Israel. All men, all women have to serve. I believe women are 2.5 years and men are 3.5 years, if I have my information correct, or correctly. So there was a study done to compare what the women in combat in the United States Marines are capable of, and the women who are in the Army. They don't really have Marines per se here in Israel, but they do have combat Army units. As a matter of fact, most everybody in the service has their own weapon assigned to them, the AK-47s or those rifles, and they keep them with them all the time. And when they go, when they're stationed, they are on the base all the time. So they're either on duty or they're at the base. That's it for their time. They get some time off like our men and women do.
Isn't it silly that our bases are weapon-free zones?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
When you think about that.
It's more than ridiculous. It's asinine. And so, but over here they wouldn't, I would say dare do that. I mean, here they're all sitting ducks. You know, people want to take, remember, this country is the size of New Jersey. At its narrowest, just above when the road that goes from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, there's only about 14 miles. The country is 14 miles wide, and that's it. And, you know, the Palestinians or Hamas or Hezbollah, whoever has these missiles, are happy to, on the right occasion, take a shot at wherever they think they can get a good shot. The problem is that there's retaliation tenfold whenever they pull something like that. But there have been these Scud missiles, you know, over the history in the last, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, that they had some of them that could barely get over the border, and then they had more powerful ones, and they could get a little further. So there's always that element. But they are, every once in a while they pull something like that, Hamas or Hezbollah, just to let everybody know that they're still here so that they can get funding from whoever it is, the nutbirds around the world, that want to get rid of the Jewish state and see the Palestinians have what they think is rightfully theirs back again. So it's an awkward situation. The women who are here are just as feminine and or capable as the women who are in our Army or the Marine Corps. It's just an interesting comparative. And I find it even more interesting to look on. This is the observation page that I looked at this morning in one of the Israeli papers. Next to that story about women in combat was a story about the parliament in Israel adopting a law to not allow women to wear dresses that have short hemlines. Apparently there's a problem in the Knesset and Parliament and in government buildings where employees are being distracted, so they say, by attire that is not appropriate. So I've noticed a lot of black leggings since I've been here. I don't know whether that's because they do wear short skirts, many of the women do. But they've tried to institute a dress code. Now, most of the Israelis that I've come across are very casual. It's a very casual place. People don't dress up. If you look at pictures of Knesset or any of the bureaus and offices I've been in here, people just don't wear ties and jackets very often. That's men. And women don't really get dressed up either. But I find this interesting. This is a public discussion that is supposed to end up in eliminating above-the-knee dresses. So how would that impact you, Victoria, or Kara, or Jennifer, if we passed a law that that didn't allow you to wear short skirts in public?
I'd wonder where we were living.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, it might impact me. I mean, you know, I have my days.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
When you wear short skirts? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, every once in a while, like if I have a dress that, if I wear a dress, it's definitely above the knee. I don't like long dresses. They just don't work on me. So, yeah, I would this would affect me. Although I might just get really lazy and just wear leggings all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Men there may regret this, actually.
Yeah, there are.
There might be women in pajamas all the time now.
Some pictures of women. There have been protests here in the past week or so. I didn't see any when I think they were last week, like last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, about the issue of hemlines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the female anchors on their main television station posted a picture on Twitter of Prime Minister Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister, wearing skirts above her knees. And some of them were very obviously thigh shots. And because that wasn't considered indecent, why should the parliament here, run by mostly men, there are very few women in parliament here, why should there be a law to change that? I find this fascinating that they would spend this much time on something like that. It is what it is. But again, we're comparing and contrasting life here to life there and what the influences are. Mostly they're very Western in their dress, but that's an issue. And remember, most of the members of the Knesset are older as well. So that perhaps plays into it. Maybe they're too old to notice. You think that could be the problem?
I would just say if women are fighting alongside men,
uh-huh,
and men don't have any dress code restrictions, then women shouldn't either, right?
No.
Right.
Yep. We're with you. Jennifer, she's in the know and on the go on the DJV show at 18 past the hour.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte Eyeshadow Palettes, Limited Edition Philosophy Bath Sets, or Hot Tools Curling Irons. Best girls' night ever? Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Ring, ring, ting, ting, a ring, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and fence.
Well, 23 after the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. We have all of us picked out our top three most favorite Christmas songs. And with the help of my pal, driving down from Boston to Florida last week, we listened around. Meredith was going through on her iPhone all of the various versions of this song. There are hundreds and hundreds of them. This is my favorite Christmas tune, and these are my favorite versions. First one is Johnny Mathis doing Sleigh Ride. Crank it up, Kara. Many of us know all the words to Sleigh Ride, and you can sing them along. I found this to be a great test. When I was a disc jockey at a rather elite radio station in Boston called WJIB, they played all of the easy listening favorites. Now, we didn't play many vocals, and so when I would play this song, I was always sort of, I could never do on the air what I could do on a regular jockey. I would get fired 5 seconds if I opened the microphone and started singing. But I did enjoy singing along.
Made your own show so you can sing whenever
you want. I made my own show, right? Made my own show. The second of my three favorite Christmas songs is the version of Sleigh Ride by Andre Castellanos.
You had me with Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
Me now.
I don't know about this.
Nah, this is great.
So
this
Sleigh Ride's the only song you like?
I know.
Yep.
Right?
Well, it's my favorite Christmas song. So listen to this. Come on, crank it up here.
This is great.
Christmas on crack.
It's
like going so fast.
It's like Robert Durst. We're all on meth.
Okay.
Sleigh Ride about to crash.
All right. So we had Johnny Mathis in his version, Andre Castellanos. So, Jennifer?
Oh, come on. The best version of this song.
There it is.
There we go.
There you go. Now I'm back.
I think think it's weird you only pick one song.
Yeah. I think you missed the point of
ears as much as you want. All right. So if I were going to be here Friday, I'd probably do three other songs. But because I'm not going to, I'm leaving the asylum to the inmates on Friday, and I'm on a plane on my way back.
That's not Don't worry, we won't move anything.
All right, don't spoil this. Ronnie Spector and Phil Spector's version of Sleigh Ride. Wall of Sound.
I'll take the night that rolls the edge of the end of the road. Take the night that rolls the edge of the end of the road. Love
this tone in her voice.
She's still got it, too, by the way.
This
she's like 70.
My list. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride. What are you doing? Why are you messing this up? Come on. Ding-a-ling-a-ding-a-ding-dong-ding. Ding-a-ling-a-ding-a-ding.
You can watch Doug do all this live on Facebook, by the way.
I'm doing this all right now. Yep.
He's our singing Christmas songs in Israel.
Right.
Good job, Doug.
Yes. They know who their friends are here.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. No, this is, there, as a matter of fact, the fellow who we went to visit at the jewelry place earlier this morning knew me, had researched me, and he filled in the, this is a huge factory, and they have doo-wop music playing in honor of me being
wow.
there, which I thought was kind of cute.
You made it. You're the big
nice.
Time.
Yeah. All right, one more time. Crank it up. We got 15 seconds of this. Final version. Final verse. I would have made a good Ronette. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. 28 after on DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we as humans have incredible egos. We think that we're the only one that can be stressed out and suffer from anxiety. But our pets can be stressed out just as easily as we can. Here are some of the things that can stress our pets out. Let's face it, sometimes our pets are like children. Just like children, our pets need consistency and predictability. And for pets, change can be one of the leading causes for high stress levels. As much as possible, give your cat a constant or your dog a constant schedule and be consistent. If you're moving from one location to another, this can also increase anxiety and stress. I recommend having all of the dog or cat's items in the new home before the dog or cat actually arrives. And don't be afraid to make sure that your dog or cat is getting plenty of mental and physical stimulation. That will help alleviate stress. But any change in your life can cause stress in your dog or your cat. Recognize it, take action, and I promise it won't be that big a deal. It really won't. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After the hour, hello to everybody watching on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. If you want to watch me in the studio here and sort of observe what it is that I do or whatever it is that I do.
By the way, Dougie, somebody wrote something very nice on your video about me, so I just want to say thank you to Diane Coleman.
Oh, thank you, Diane.
Yeah, you're her favorite, and the rest of jump off a cliff.
Yeah, rest of y'all chop liver. Just kidding.
Okay, Diane, you've had it as far as I'm concerned. All right, here is another. I love looking at and understanding and talking to people to find out how they think. I love, love, love. Both Victoria and Jennifer will tell you, and people that are close to me, I love to listen to other people talk and tell us what they think, tell me what they think, and just take it in. Because, as you know, I feel very strongly about everybody having his or her own opinion and sticking to it. Can you stick to your opinion? Do you always have... I'm not an arguer. Would you say, Jennifer, you've known me the longest, do you think I'm not argumentative?
I think arguing makes you uncomfortable, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
You're kind of like me, except I've just grown out of it. I mean, because we both had, like, kind of a weird upbringing where there was a lot of arguing going on, and I think it makes us uncomfortable by nature.
Yeah, that's a good... That's very observant of you. So, but I do like to have firm opinions on things, make decisions, and if it doesn't make a difference to me, then I don't care. I mean, sometimes, like Meredith will say, I like it when you make up your mind or when you have a strong decision on something, and when I do, you can tell. Like, when we were looking for beds, we were wandering around looking, I kind of like that one, I don't really like that one, and then she brought me over and said, I like that one. She said, good. And that's, you know, when you make up your mind, if there's something that needs a decision, then you need to be able to make up your mind. I find the Israelis are great at that. And so I also find some of the thinking by men and women of all ages, they're very prolific. Opinionators, we have bloviators in America on Fox and MSNBC and to a point on CNN where they feel like they just have to talk to hear themselves talk. Over here, I find that the people who make comments, and a lot of Americans, like Shmuley Bataik has an editorial in this newspaper. Alan Dershowitz writes a lot for this newspaper. Americans who are influential here in Israel. One of the thoughts that I just wanted to pass along for a moment here was something that was attributed to Donald Trump and what he's been saying and how people have been paying attention to him, because with them over here, they like it because he's killing the status quo. Mm-hmm. This is a column called Our World, and it reads, during the election campaign, Trump trounced the untouchable consensus on things like NATO's post-Cold War purpose, questioning the purpose of an alliance formed to fight a war that ended 25 years ago is indisputably a reasonable thing to do. But until Trump, nobody did. And then, since the election, Trump has continued to reject accepted wisdom. For example, for 37 years, no U.S. president has spoken to the president of Taiwan. Trump took a call from the Taiwan president, and look at all of the stir. It's not clear where Trump stands on either NATO or Taiwan, but it is apparent that by ignoring protocol, he expanded his maneuvering room. And you see, I think that's and they continue to write about Jerusalem, for example, that nobody has recognized Jerusalem as the capital because of the irritation it creates amongst the Palestinians. And Trump says, screw the Palestinians. I don't care. I think
that's
Jerusalem...
the status quo.
I would agree with it myself after especially some of the things that I found walking in the archaeological digs that I did the other day, that this area is indisputably an Israeli city, area, whatever you want to. And so everybody else, because of political correctness, have said, oh, no, we better not touch that. But he's doing a good job, it seems to me, in working around consensus. And I just thought I would use that as an example. Not a political statement. I'm just interested in somebody calling the shots and telling it like it is.
I'm glad they're happy with it. But did you happen to see, you brought up NATO. There's this weird story. I don't know if you had a chance or how it's been covered in Israel, Doug. I know Victoria Kerr and I have probably seen it over and over again. But there was that, Russian ambassador who was killed in Turkey by
this
police officer. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sadly, you see the whole thing unfold on camera, which is, it's just so graphic.
Pretty sickening.
But now there's a bunch of stories out this morning saying that Russia and Vladimir Putin actually think that this was coordinated by NATO.
To what end?
That's the question. Right. They think NATO is somehow behind this, behind killing this ambassador. Isn't that interesting? I'm not sure what they think the motivations would be. I mean, the same article was citing the fact that an ambassador death actually kicked off World War II, and I don't know if that's somehow influencing all of this. But I'm sorry, World War I. But
World War
interesting,
I.
huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, regardless of what Trump says about Putin, and maybe they want to get along, and that's swell, Putin is still a no good, you know what.
Absolutely. He's the scum of the
earth. He's a self-serving bastard who has, as far as I'm concerned, no credibility. Do I want to get along with Russia? Absolutely. But right. I like to see somebody take a shot at Putin and put him out of his misery and everybody else's. Likely to happen, but I don't hold with him and much of what he's all about, or give him any credibility. I think here the way it's playing,
he certainly doesn't deserve praise, and far too many. You know, you hear way too many things about, you know, on the far right, and a lot of Trump supporters have taken the lead from him during the campaign when he was praising Putin. That's a dangerous, slippery slope to go down, people. He does not deserve praise at
all.
What's
interesting is how it's changed. I mean, I always am looking at, like, politically. I think it's right. crazy how so many Republicans have jumped on the, well, maybe he's okay bandwagon. It used to be that it was vice versa. The Democrats were totally okay with Putin, and the Republicans were like the hawks, and no, we're not going to tolerate anything. Now, there's still the hawks in the Republican Party, like John McCain, who are saying fight Putin, but a lot of the Paul Ryans and some of the other people who are trying to, I guess, in an attempt to get along with Trump, are softening on him, which is weird.
But I think there's a more important aspect to this, Jennifer and Victoria, and that is the military-industrial complex and how much of a stranglehold they've had on us in the last two administrations. How much money has been spent, how much money was wasted in Iraq and Afghanistan just to build up the infrastructure of the... And I think even though Trump says we got to build up a military is built up to a fairly well. We spend more money on defense than all the other countries on the planet put together. So there have been a lot of people rattling sabers to try to build up more because we've got to be afraid of the Russians. It's such BS. There's not going to be any wars fought. If Putin is responsible for hacking into the Democratic National Committee and exposing Hillary Clinton, that's the war. That's what you got to be aware of. And he's got the number one combatant, Snowden, living in his country. That's what you ought to be concerned about. Not how many guns they've got, how many rockets they have, how many ships they have. All of that stuff is just meant to assuage the military in either or both of the countries. You know, they need strong military here in Israel, but you don't need all that stuff. Come on. And it just plays into this nonsense of creating enemies, the wrong enemies at the wrong time. Anyway, that's enough of that. I want to meet this fellow in a moment. Daniel Sahalo is going to join us and talk about jewelry and art here in Israel and how it may play in America. I think you will learn if you love jewelry, you love artistic things. I saw some magnificent artistry this morning from some really good craftsmen. We could do well to encourage that sort of thing in America. We'll learn about it and him in a moment here with DJV, 43 past the hour.
Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon, they don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for discounted phone subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
All right, we have 45 minutes past the hour now. Doug, Jenna, and Victoria on the air. Facebook Live / DJV show. You can watch me if you care to. Some people like this nice white shirt that I have. It's a nice Brooks Brothers shirt. Jennifer, you notice how it fits with the rest of my decor, if you will. my deposition. All right. Daniel Sahalo is the head of sales and marketing for the Mega Maria School of Jewelry and Art. I visited there this morning, Daniel. I was very impressed. Yeah. You are an Ethiopian, as many of the people who work there are. You came to Israel. Just spend a minute, talk with us, if you will, about your experience getting here before we talk about what you've done since you got here.
Of course. Getting to Israel?
Yeah, coming here,
of course.
A lot of your countrymen walk their way to this country.
That's right. That's right. When I came to Israel, it was in Operation Moses in 85. And the main difference that back then there was no diplomatic relationship between Israel and Ethiopia. So we had to get to Sudan, and from there they could help us. And when you tell to foreigners like us getting to Sudan, it's obvious to everyone. It means walking, and it's a huge risk. But because of we wanted to go back to our Jewish homeland, you know, and for us there was no Israel. For us there was only Jerusalem. That's what we passed from one generation to the next, Shana Abba B'Yerushalayim. And so my parents decided to take the chance, and we sold anything we could just to have enough money to the guide who led us to the borders of Ethiopia in Sudan and crossing the Sudanese desert. And we left in the middle of the night, and we walked for more than 8 weeks, mostly at night. And during the day, we were hiding in different places like caves. And it was very, like I said, it was dangerous. And along the way, at a certain point, people started to get sick because we didn't have enough supply of food, water. I'm not even talking about medical supply. And it led to death. And more than 4,000 people from our community lost their life on the way to Jerusalem. I personally lost my sister. She was in her 20s. She got sick of malaria. And a few days later, she died. And the only thing we could do is to bury her and keep going. And that's what we did. But it wasn't over, because when we were done with the walk-in through the desert and everything, we waited for about 9 months in refugees camp of the Red Cross in Sudan. And the waiting was horrible. I'm not going to go into details, but I personally suffered from malnutrition, and I remember they used to wait us in fruit baskets, like in the market, like in the old times. And but once the people from the Jewish agency were ready to start and take us, they came with trucks at night to the camp, and we got on those trucks. I'm talking about cattle trucks with the fences on the side, not even buses or anything like that. And after a few hours driving in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, there was a cargo plane, Hercules, with no seats or anything, and we got on those planes. I mean, it was stressful, but we trusted the people who were with us, I mean, the people from the Jewish agency. And the whole nightmare of waiting almost a year and going on the roads was over in 4 hours flight to Israel. And you need to understand that was the first time in human history that people left Africa as brothers and sisters and not slaves or anything like that. And when we arrived to Israel, we were welcomed with open arms. And we do have some struggles. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But I guess it's a process, and it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some prejudices for sure. You know, I'm finding this very compelling. I wanted you to tell a story, and I wanted you to tell it completely because there are a lot of things that we can learn from this about not only what's happened here, but we have big border issues in our country. And I think your explanation of how you came across and how it worked and that it bore fruit in the time that we had. So if you'll stay with us for a few more minutes, I want to advance into a discussion of what you're doing now here in Israel. So please stand by.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, 53 past the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Daniel Sahalo is with us. He works at the Megmeria School of Jewelry and Art, which is a division of the Evel Jewelry Factory. The facility I visited this morning, actually I'm going to go back, I think, tomorrow and look around a little bit more. I was in the school, Daniel, and I was in the plant watching people do the work creating some of this jewelry that is known around the world as perhaps some of the most expensive. There are two different, pardon the pun, schools of thought, as I understand it there. There is the Megmeria School and its jewelry production that is popularly priced, that is what you work in. And then there is the Evel factory, which is basically gold and pearl and very expensive, very upscale.
It's a high-end. It's a couture and they're famous for their pearls, and they won the Town and Country several times. That's like the Oscar of the jewelry world.
Right.
So they've done an amazing job with their field. But we're a social business and not expensive as Evel, but everything's handmade and, you know, silver, gold-plated.
Yeah, I was amazed to watch the people doing their crafting and how it actually is done. So you've told us the story about how Ethiopians came across the desert, walked into Israel. I was asked a question as to whether or not the Ethiopians that came up to Israel were black or white, and I said they were black. And there seemed to be surprise that there are black Jews. You know, you can make a reference to Sammy Davis Jr., who is a famous American, but he was a converted Jew. You are born into Judaism, are you not?
That's right. But that's the thing. When we arrived to Israel, we were surprised to see white Jews. Because grew up thinking.
That's great.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. All right. So let's talk about what goes on. This particular company, Evel, a fellow and his wife who founded it, feel very strongly about helping immigrants. This is a hot button issue in America. Tell us how these people have used. This is a great example of how we could do it if we did it the right way in America, how we could take people, get them into the system legally, and then give them work and give them hope. So how does it work there?
Of course. So first of all, I mean, the owners are Isaac and Orna Levy, and Evel is basically Levy backwards, the name of the company.
Right.
It sounds a lot better, easier for marketing.
Well, what we were told, and, what I was told this morning, Daniel, is the reason that they did, they have a big Saudi Arabian and Middle Eastern clientele, and the Saudi Arabians objected to the name Levy. And so they turned it around. That's how silly. Don't get me started on that. Keep going.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, Isaac made out. I mean, he immigrated to Israel about 50 years ago when he was five, and his dad was supposed to open a factory around Jerusalem, the place you visit. And about 3 months later, the guy ran away with our entire life savings. And what I'm trying to say, they had a really bad start in Israel. And that was the point that he promised himself he's going to help immigrants when he's going to grow up. And later on, he met Orna, and she's a fourth generation to a famous family in Israel called the Saif, originally from Bukhara. And
big
her mother
jewelry
actually,
merchants.
Exactly, yeah. And her mother actually had the jewelry store in King David for 40 years. So she grew up around pearls, and that was her life. But once she met Isaac and they wanted to do something, and they started the pearls, and that's how everything started, with $2,000. And but along the years, because they've been around for 30 years, they did kept their promise of helping immigrants. And today I'm proud to say that 90% of the employees are from 23 different countries.
Yeah, it's a fabulous example. It really is, of how to do this. Yep.
Yeah, it's a small UN on the way to Jerusalem.
Yeah, good way of putting it. So, if I'm more, we only have about a minute left here. I think the best thing to do would be to send people who might be interested in your jewelry. Is it Mega Maria
MegaMaria.com? Mega Maria. Yeah.
Mega Maria. I don't pronounce it right.
Yeah, it it means beginning in Amharic. And,
yes.
Yeah, but I have to mention the fact that they wanted to help the Ethiopian immigration because we just made it from a third world country. And it's going to take some time for us to be, you know, assimilated in the Israeli society and everything. So they opened a school, and it's not for typical people. It's like for single moms, older students, and we're the only people who gave them a chance.
Yep. Well, they have a chance, and it's a great story and a great example. MegeMeria. You can Google that as well. Daniel, thank you for being here.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.